Let us pray. Heavenly Father, today we pray especially for the soul of His Royal Highness, Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, on this Sunday during the week of national mourning. We pray that you will be with Her Majesty Elizabeth, our Queen, and all the members of the royal family as they privately remember their dear departed brother in Christ, and bring them not only comfort in their sorrow, but also strength and fortitude as they make preparation for his funeral service next Saturday. We give thanks to you, O Lord, for the life of Philip, husband and father, a special family man, an example to many, and we commend his soul to your safe keeping through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, we praise and bless you for every member of your church family throughout the world, and for the diverse ways that you graciously use each one to fulfil the particular part that you have designed for them in your wider plans and purposes. Thank you that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and your own special possession. Thank you that we are stones being built up into a glorious dwelling place, a temple fit for our God, so that we may proclaim your praise both with our lips and in our lives. You have brought us out of darkness into your wonderful light, and we praise and bless you for your grace and mercy. We are a privileged people, and we thank you for making us one with each other and in union with Christ Jesus our Lord. Stir up in our hearts a desire to fulfil your purposes for us with Christ as our chief cornerstone. Sanctify us with your truth and keep our minds forever focused on Jesus, who alone is our guide, our Saviour and Mediator, in whom is eternal life, and through whom we make this prayer. Amen. We say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So let us go forth into the world in peace, being of good courage, holding fast that which is good, rendering to no one evil for evil. Help us give strength to the faint-hearted, to support the weak, to help the afflicted, showing love to all, loving and serving the Lord, and rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be among us and remain with us always. Amen. Our final hymn today is Crown Him with Many Crowns, sung to the tune Diadomata.